The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
It hasn't gone away, you know. COVID seems to be back with a vengeance. Dr. Ilona Duffy is with us. Are you seeing much of it at your surgery, and are you hearing stories of it?
Unfortunately, Matt, we're seeing lots of it, not only from our patients, but also affecting our staff. And we had a run of 4 weeks where every week we had staff members out with COVID. So it really is there, and it's affecting things like healthcare, but very definitely affecting patients. Even today, I can safely say we've had about 5 contacts with people who've tested positive at home with COVID.
Okay. Is this back to 2021 levels, according to some reports?
Well, apparently some of the reports are suggesting that when the surveillance, because as you know, in the past, we would have been referring people for tests or advising everybody to test themselves and let us know. So there were good ways of monitoring how many people in the community had it. At the moment, the only way we have is those who are hospitalised will be tested, and therefore they're the numbers that are being measured. However, there are other ways that it's being tested. So all along, surveillance has continued with regards to wastewater and checking for viral load in that. And it is being reported that those levels have risen in some counties up to the levels that there were there in 2021. But I think it's important, before we start creating any panic, while those levels may be rising, we know that because of previous infection and because of vaccines, you know, people aren't getting as sick as they were. Saying that, this is a particularly nastily variant at the moment, and we are finding people complaining of ongoing symptoms much longer than, let's say, 6 months ago.
Yeah, I've spoken to a number of people who've had it in recent weeks, and all of them admitted they hadn't bothered with their last booster shot, that the last time they got any form of vaccine was over a year ago.
Yes, and I think vaccine fatigue has been a problem, you know, not only for the COVID vaccines, but for flu vaccines, because people started to feel, well, this isn't a serious illness, I don't need to worry about it. And perhaps we're forgetting that the reason it isn't a serious illness and the reason we didn't have to worry as much about it was because we had protection from the vaccines and from previous infection. But we know that that immunity doesn't last, and therefore for those who are high risk, the elderly patients or those with underlying medical conditions, it still can present more difficulties for them, meaning hospitalizations. And I suppose the big problem for many people is chronic and long fatigue. And definitely one of the things we're seeing at the moment is people presenting a month, 6 weeks later, saying they're still fatigued, still having coughs, still feeling unwell. So, you know, really it's about being aware for those who need the vaccine, getting it, but for everybody else, being aware and trying to stop spreading it.
But where do you get the vaccine at the moment? Do you have to go for a doctor's appointment, or can you just get it in your local pharmacy?
In your pharmacy. Now, officially, the vaccine kind of program had kind of ended, the spring vaccine program, I suppose, in anticipation of the next vaccine program being rolled out at the end of the summer in September, October, when we will also be kind of handing out the flu vaccines as well. And the hope is that people would get both, those who meet the requirements will get both vaccines. But I think the big message at the moment is think about COVID. So if you suddenly have severe head cold symptoms, don't be presuming it's just hay fever, which of course it could be at this point in time because we're in the hay fever season. But I think the difference is the symptoms tend to be more severe. If you're having fatigue, if you have any temperatures, if you've just got sudden onset of that nasal congestion, the cough, and interestingly this time we're seeing gastroenteritis, meaning vomiting and diarrhea, as one of the presentations, test yourself. Now, I think it can be hard to get the tests because they're not as freely available and you can't get them from the HSC anymore, but consider it. And why? Because you'll know you have it and you'll know to stay isolated.
But Ilona, are the tests actually working with the new variants? Because there are a lot of people, again, that I've spoken to who tested 2 and 3 times, all negative, and then they decided one more test and they've been sick for days, and then it came up for them as been positive.
Well, I think that is the concern, but all along, that's been the story forever with us doing the testing. The home test kits won't be quite as sensitive as the tests that we would have been doing on people when they had to go to the test centres, or if you're being tested in the hospital, or being tested by certain GP practices known as sentinel practices. So that's why one test on its own may not be enough, and it's worth then, you know, checking it over a couple of days. And again, partly because when you start into the illness, your viral load won't be very high, or you may not have, you know, put that swab up far enough back up the nose, and it may be only a day or two later when the viral load is really increasing that you're going to get that bing, that extra little red line on your test strip.
Should people be self-isolating if they get it?
Yes, and the guidance is a bit vague in it, but the guidance had been quite direct in that 5 days, if you've got test positive, you isolate for 5 days from the onset of your symptoms, and then if you're feeling improved and have no further acute symptoms, you're not running temperatures, you're starting to feel improved, you can come out of isolation. If the symptoms are still there, then complete at a 1 week course. Now, one change is you don't need to test yourself and have a negative test to come out of isolation, and many people are still testing and perhaps testing 10 days later and they're still positive. You can ignore that. The guidance is that a week after the onset of your symptoms, you don't need to be isolating at all.
Okay, we are getting many people texting in the usual denial that it's a problem, that it's an issue, that it's all hype and the rest of it. But then there are listeners texting in saying things like, I tested 2 weeks ago because I was so sick and the test was positive. I have to say I was shocked that I was so sick. I'm a 44-year-old, fairly fit and healthy woman. I was wiped out for 3 days and then just feeling rotten for about 10 days afterwards. Is that typical enough, Ilona?
That is typical enough, and we're not trying to scaremonger here, and we're not trying to suggest that restrictions will have to be brought in or anything like that. But I think there's a bit of common sense here. If you have symptoms, and let's say one of the big culprits at the moment are weddings. Oh, my goodness. If you're going to a wedding and you have symptoms, test yourself before you go, because you don't want the wedding party and everybody else ending sick days later as a result of you having had COVID. So I think it is common sense here. Remember, there are still vulnerable people out there who could end up in hospital, and unfortunately, could end up dying if they get COVID. So we have a duty of care to them, and as well, none of us really want to be stuck at home for 5 days. So I think, you know, minimizing it, preventing the spread by being aware and we're not trying to make a big deal about it.
Dr. Ilona Duffy, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.